This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We played Peyton Pritchard here, who duked on the streak. Of course, the guy that's not going to care about it. But no, I mean, I think it, what's been so funny about how much does the streak matter, and in your and my discourse on this, is any time somebody's like, of course I'm going to play for the streak, it's in your DM within seconds. And any time there's a player, coach, anybody on the station's like, what are we talking about here? It's a streak. They're 15-0. You sent it right back to me. I like that neither of us have moved off this. Now, tonight,
we're not going to either. That's the best part.
When the Cavs win tonight.
That's right. When the Cavs win.
It'll be this is where you flip the switch on the streak.
Oh, no. I think you know this about me. I'm too steadfast to ever be like, I'm now hopping on.
Is it because I called it out?
No, I genuinely mean when I say it just doesn't do anything for me.
So they get to 20-0.
I can appreciate the streak. I can like the streak. I can like how they play during the streak. But the streak itself, me and Pritchard are dead on.
So they get to 20-0.
Yeah, I don't care.
Doesn't tingle you a little bit?
I like talking about it. I have a great time talking about it. I like talking about what's going on with the games. No, the actual streak itself doesn't really matter.
So you made a point earlier today. I have compared this situation. The reason why Boston, and more so, I'm not even talking about Peyton Pritchard. I'm talking about like the chunk from WEEI we played to start the show.
Yeah.
And why they just are like, who are these schlubs? Like, didn't we just wax them in the second round of the playoffs, you know, two series before? I've compared it to, in this scenario, they're LeBron and you're the old Celtics. You're those the Isaiah Simmons Celtics, the Jay Crowder Celtics, with a lot more talent. And so I just think that's how Boston and maybe the Celtics feel about you. You had a different comparison to the Cavs in relation to the Celtics, and kind of comparing it to the NFL.
Yeah, my brain always goes to the NFL, Nick. That's just how this works. And so I was thinking about the Chiefs and the Bills. And because the Cavs have played the Celtics hard in the regular season. I mean, we have some call it the Dean Wade game, okay? Like we've had instances, overtime game last year. Like we have all sorts of different moments where it feels like the Cavs not only go toe-to-toe, but are better than Boston. But it's just a regular season thing. And that's very similar to the Bills and the Chiefs. Bills have won four straight games against Kansas City in the regular season, and then you get to the postseason, and they've never been able to beat Mahomes. And until proven otherwise, that feels kind of where we're at, which is a good sign for tonight. But obviously, we got a lot to build on for that being the postseason outcome.
Yeah, but I think, like, because I think sometimes we all, and this is, I'm about to say it's, oh, it's the culture we live. No, it's how humans are. We want to skip to the end and have the good times under the assumption that we'll have the good times again more the sooner you achieve it. Like, I'm totally cool with the Celtics being that team that for the rest of the season you go, all right, man, that's the team we're chasing.
Yeah.
And I don't know you'll catch them this year. Like, I really don't. Whether you go 16-0, whether you actually go 25-0, which I just think is impossible at this point, even at 15-0, like, whatever it is, whatever you accomplish, you get the number one seed, you win 60 games, 65 games. Let's really get weird here and wild with some of our expectations. Until you see in the playoffs, but that's the way it's supposed to be. Like, the shame for this Celtics team is they didn't have to do that, right? Like, when they finally got over the hump, look at the teams they beat. It's part of why.
And
still,
we're in that group, but it was without Jared Allen, and it was
and
without
with
Donovan.
Half a season
for,
without Donovan.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, it was Indiana without Mathurin. And
it was
half
the Heat
season.
Without Butler to open up.
And I mean, even the NBA Finals, like the Mavericks were just playing some like poor man's version of what you were doing.
They were trying to copy and paste, and they weren't doing a good job.
And they just—it turns out they didn't have Derek White, Jrue Holiday, or anybody of substance beyond Luka and Kyrie. So I think that kind of informs this for me as well. Of it's like, I mean, yeah, they got crowned because they won the NBA title. But, like, I'm cool with, like, hey, yeah, no, count the Cavs as behind the Celtics. Because I think the Celtics are more gettable in the playoffs than people realize, especially coming off a title.
I don't know what to do with it because they set all sorts of offensive NBA records. Like, legitimately, they did what the Warriors did and they put it on steroids. They were the best offense the NBA's ever seen last year. And I don't know. Did Tatum legitimately take a leap? Winning seems to justify a lot of that. But then you fast forward, and I don't know. If they would have been tested by some of the greats in the game, maybe it would have gone differently. Maybe it would have. Maybe the Heat and then a Cavs team that wasn't full strength and then the Pacers. Maybe that wasn't the challenge enough that people wanted to see, but I'm torn with them.
Yeah, I think so. The difference,
I'm torn with them. They play a good style of basketball that clearly works right now. I don't know that they're the most talented team I've ever seen, but they're definitely gaming the game right now in a way that no one else has really tried to do to this degree.
216-474-0092. JP is comparing the Cavs to the Bills, which means the Celtics are the Chiefs. Do you feel like that's an apt comparison? I think it's very close to my they're now LeBron and your The old Celtics.
Yeah, I mean, it's not apples to apples, obviously, because the Bills and the Chiefs got ruined right in the same pace. I would say the Cavs, although we started this thing off with Donovan a couple years ago, it kind of feels like this is the first year, like the real first year, because of Atkinson and everything else. It just feels like this is the I don't know. It's a little bit different.
Well, and Tatum and Brown were born on third base. Like, they were. They were birthed into the franchise everybody smooches the butt of. They were born into the franchise that had just come off the winning with Isaiah Thomas. And so there was a winning culture with a head coach who had been, you know, like the Cavs have done this.
I mean, they had their struggles, though, because you went from Brad Stevens, who's roundly considered one of the best head coaches in the game, and then you go to who was our guy? Ime Udoka.
Yep.
And Ime, although he was considered to be very good, obviously had some problems there, and so they had to get rid of Ime. And then you get Mazzulla, who 25 games into him being the head coach of the Celtics, they extended him for years. 25 games in, Nick. It wasn't like a three-year trial. It was like 25 games in. They gave him a massive extension. And I don't know. I mean, they got there. I wouldn't say it's been gravy, though. Like, they had some hard stretches.
Let's go with Dennis in Cleveland. Welcome to the show, Dennis.
Nikki Six, how are you doing?
Doing well, buddy. What you got for us?
So my wife and I lived in Boston for 2 years, you know, like over a decade ago. But we hated it. I hate that town. I hate their teams, and I hate their fans. I want the Cavs to stick it right up their patootie tonight. I actually went to school basically in the area, which is Southie. And, you know, the stereotypes of the people there, they're not stereotypes. They're facts. Those people are so annoying. I cannot stand them.
Did you go to Harvard, Dennis?
No, Harvard is not there. Harvard's in Cambridge.
Ah, he's right about that. It checks out.
On the other side of town doing a residency. She's a doctor, and she hated it for the opposite reason, because everyone's so stuck up and snooty up there because of the Harvard system.
How do you like them apples, Dennis?
Yeah, exactly. But the last thing I want to say is, JP, don't be the antidote to fun. Embrace the streak. Mm. Be a streaker.
Be a cupper.
I'm a cupper. We're a full cupper.
Love the show, guys. Love the show. Thanks,
Dennis.
Appreciate you. I think what he's saying is he wants you to be a cupper and a streaker.
I know. I'm not a cupper and a streaker.
Yeah, but you could. If you just opened up your heart a little bit, you could be that.
Just right? My heart, yeah.
Yeah, like that's how you go from a road rat
To
getting locked down. So all of a sudden, you graduate the thought game. That's what you could do.
By the way,
right,
I looked up Peyton Pritchard's Instagram wife, and now it is wife. They got married in August of 2024. They seem like a delightful couple.
Yeah. Anything else?
No.
Definitely not a lot lizard. We'll say that.
Definitely not.
We do have some news to pass along here. This is big news here.
Well, we might be getting a Peter Lynn pass for a lot of people because of this news.
Wait, Peter Lynn pass for what?
Are you going different news? I'm talking about Cavs game updates here.
Oh, yeah, we'll do that. Isaac Okoro, Caris LeVert are out.
There we go.
Yeah, but more importantly, Stephen Vogt has been named the 2024 American League Manager of the Year in his debut season.
Take that, AJ Hinch.
Tito who? I don't even remember the other guy. Was it Terry? Was it Tito? We don't remember.
But we do care about Coach of the Years in this town, so yeah. It's going to be real. Actually, we're going to have the trifecta. Atkinson right now is the odds-on favorite, according to Vegas, to be the Coach of the Year. As of right now, as of me speaking right now, he is almost an even money favorite to be Coach of the Year.
Will all three of them be here in 2 years?
I don't know.
Will two of the three be here in 3 years?
I don't know.
It's also very fair. Let's go with, I don't think we're going to go there. All right, well, we're going to go to the phones, but you know what? Randy in Columbus, how are we feeling about the streak tonight? The Cavs going to pull it off.
Hey, I'm saying they're going to get the W. Regular season streaks, while they're fun, I mean, the Warriors, they own it, and we beat them in the finals. The Indians, 5-6 years ago, they had that 23-game winning streak. We lost in the first round, so doesn't mean everything, but I would love to not only, one, beat Boston, because I hate that town, and also to have sole second place of, I think, the all-time winning streaks. I think right now we're tied with, three other teams, but that'd be great to be in sole second place. But this Cavs team has been awesome so far this year. Atkinson's been amazing with essentially almost the same team as the past couple years. So what he's done is great so far. But the reason I called, first, awesome job by Vogt getting manager of the year. Love it. I thought they were going to win 73 games this year. And to do what they did was just incredible. So speaking of manager of the year, coach of the year, I want to talk about Stefanski real quick. I think it would be a massive, massive mistake to fire him after this year. He's been our best coach. Granted, we haven't had a lot of good coaches, but our best coach in the past 35 years, probably since Schottenheimer. He's taken us to the playoffs twice, two-time coach of the year, et cetera. But I do think heads need to roll for that Watson trade. No, we can't not fire anyone because of that trade. It has cratered our franchise for the next 5-6 years or starting from the trade, it's just been a disaster. So I don't think we can let people go unscathed. Whether that means Andrew Berry gets fired, maybe. The problem with that is now you bring in a new GM next year, they want to hire their own coach. So is Stefanski a lame duck coach? I don't know. It's a really tough decision the Browns are in, but bottom line is I think firing Stefanski just after this one bad year is a bad mistake. But the Browns have made bad mistakes the past 25 years, so who knows? But
Randy,
go Cavs, and thanks for the call.
Go Cuppen, go Cavs. Let him know. All right, Randy was already done.
Enjoyed that streaking so much with the Guardians, then Indians. He couldn't remember how many games it was.
In fairness, numbers might not be Randy's thing.
Okay,
he's
okay.
Gifted in other ways.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe he's more of a visual problem kind of guy.
It was just so important to him. The streaking was so important.
We're not doing this. We're going Cuppen. We're going
so
streaking.
So important.
We're going Cuppen. We're going streaking. By the way, the stat thrown out there, Stephen Vogt is the fifth youngest manager to win the American League Award. I would have loved to be the fourth youngest. Would have really been a little bit more if it had been the fourth youngest.
You still have a chance, right? Isn't Stephen Vogt just a little bit older than you? Or are you guys the same age?
I was saying Stephen Vogt being the fourth youngest.
I thought you were throwing your own hat in the ring. I was you're still young, Nick. You still have time.
No, I'm washed.
Okay.
In case we missed it, next on 92.3 The Fan.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.